there's a restaurant next door to where I work, and they're saying they're hitting refresh. A new look is coming soon. Hitting refresh. And they need to, and they need to drop their prices. Think about it. If you drop your prices, you get more customers. You get more customers. I learned this when I was selling books. Yeah, you might raise the price, but you don't have a flow. When you drop the price, you have a flow, and the cash flow is king, you know. I ran that book business for 5 years. Cash flow is king. So you drop your prices, you make $300 a day by yourself, and you raise your prices back up when you get too busy. And if one of them sells for high, then good. If not, then you drop your prices in a couple days and go through the process again. It's hard to ship 70 books a day by yourself, plus doing all the emails and all that. It's rough. Anyway, hit refresh, and you have to do that in life. You have to do that in your soul, in your spirit, and really God is the only one that can do it, and all you can do is pray and ask God to refresh. Isn't that what David said? Renew a right spirit in me. And David also talked to his soul. You can actually speak to your soul because you're a spirit being in Christ. You can speak to your soul. Soul, liven up, straighten up, get right, wake up, quit being downcasted, praise God. You tell your soul what to do. You don't let the soul tell you what to do. This is why when a man is single, he gets more accomplished than when he gets married. Now, sometimes if he has a spirit-filled woman, they work together as a team, they can get a whole lot more done. One can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. But if you're married into an emotional basket case woman, she's pulling you down and affecting you spiritually, you know, because she's just wanting you in the soul and not in the spirit. If you just live in the soul, that's the matrix. The matrix, see, the matriarchy wants you living in the soul. The patriarchy wants you living in the spirit, walking in the spirit. When a woman gets born again and spirit filled, she understands what I'm saying, and she realizes her emotions are not telling her the truth. But most women, their emotions are the truth, you know, until they get saved and get right. Men too, you know, until a man gets saved, he thinks his emotions are the truth, you know, anybody who's unsaved. And so, because the spirit is the truth, and the spirit is what leads you and guides you and pushes you into truth. The spirit pushes you into truth, and then when you line up with the truth shall set you free. Right? The Son shall set you free, and the truth shall set you free. So the Son and the truth are the same. And so the truth, you can find that in John chapter 8, 32, 36. And so when you focus on the truth and you don't focus on the natural up and down, emotional up and down sine wave, then your emotions line up with the truth. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thankful. Be thankful in all things. Be thankful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trust God. Walk with God. Right with God. If you're right with God, you're right with everything. If you're right with God, you're right with mankind. If you're not right with God, you're not right with mankind. Put that in the equation and hit the equal sign and see what you come up with. Derive that. If you're right with God, you're right with everybody, right? You don't have an enemy. You don't live in revenge. You don't live in bitterness. You don't live in the past. You don't really care what somebody did or didn't do, and they might have lied and cheated and hurt and all that, but that's living in the flesh. Who cares? You're seated in the heavenlies. If they cheat, let them go. If they lie, let them live in their lies, you know. Walk away. When you see the character of a person's not right, just walk away. If somebody came at you with a false pretense and they're not who they said they were, and you finally see their character and they think they can hogtie you and hold you, but you see that their character is not right, and so you'd make a decision to walk away. And the reason is because you can't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If their character's bad, it's probably, I'd have to say they're probably not saved. You can't yoke up with the unsaved. If their character is bad, because you got the Holy Spirit if you're saved, right? And so you got the Spirit of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if their character is bad, they're probably not saved. And it says, be not unequally yoked. So I don't care how emotional it is. You make the decision and you walk away. Yeah, but it's too painful. I don't care how much pain it is. You learn from the pain. You do what the Bible says. Once you find out somebody's got bad character, you walk away. But what about the pain? I don't care about your pain. Eventually, that pain will subside and go away, and you'll be praising God and say, thank God for His Word. And it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, right? Who cares about feelings? If your feelings are messed up, you probably got out of the will of God. And you step back into it. I got this car in front of me. The first three letters on their tag is P-A-Z. Paz. I think in Spanish that's peace. In Spanish that's peace. If you lose your peace, there's a reason. If you step out of your calling, that's a red flag. Step into your calling. Step into peace. Step into truth. Truth and peace and agape love are all married. If you have agape love and you have truth, then you're going to have peace. They're all tied together like a strand, like a string. If you've got love, you got peace. If you got truth, you got peace. If you got peace, you got love. If you got peace, you got truth. There's no in between. The Bible says the wicked have no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. And so if somebody doesn't have peace, then they're probably out of the will of God, or they're not saved and they're doing wickedness. It takes a while sometimes to get your equilibrium back once you tie into 3D. Once you step into 5D, you don't want to go back to 3D. But if you do go back to 3D for a season, it takes a while to get your equilibrium back. But once you step into it by choice, by decision, and notice the word decision, like scissors, you know. You cut through the fluff and get to the truth, and you realize, okay, why did that happen? And then you realize why it happened. You see why it happened from the outside in. Even though you're in the middle of it, you can still look at it from the outside in because you got the Spirit of Truth, which is eternal. I made a decision today, pretty much, that I'm back on track with my goals, and I'm also making a decision. If I don't feel the vibe in a restaurant or in a situation, I'm not going there. If the vibe ain't right, I'm not going. There's a reason the vibe is not right. There's a reason. If the vibe ain't right, I'm not going. I've come to that conclusion that the vibe has to be right. It has to be right. I don't care if it's a drive-through, a restaurant, a job, a part-time job, or whatever it is. If the vibe ain't right, I'm not going. Like, I got Panera Bread over here. I don't have a vibe there. Today, I've got this choice of Zaxby's. I'm not going there. The vibe ain't right. Emails, phone calls, texts, if the vibe ain't right, I ain't getting involved anymore. Something off, there's a reason. So I'm going here to this grocery store. Because the vibe always feels right for some reason in this grocery store. But why would you put yourself in a situation where the vibration is dark or negative? Once you start to recognize that even people you rub shoulders with, if it's a negative vibe, I don't want to be a part of it. If it's anti-Christ, I don't want to be a part of it. Is it anti-Bible? Is it false doctrine? I don't want to be a part of it. I can't be a part of it. I sacrificed too much to get to where I'm at. I refuse to step into situations that are not based on truth. I refuse. Another thing in life, you need to change up every once in a while. It's all the same, but if you do a change up, it's good for you. I was eating a sub sandwich this morning and I grabbed some chips. And I was thinking, why do people like chips for their sandwich? Because it gives a little variety, you know? There has to be a little change up there, you know?